It's the 19th hole with Michael Williams.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the 19th Hole. Michael Williams, your host, bringing you the best of golf and golf lifestyle week after week, the best that I possibly can. It has been a minute since we've been on the air, and a lot has happened, a lot in the world, a lot in my life personally. We'll go into that a little bit later. I think either on this episode or in the next episode, maybe I'll tease it for the next episode. I'll give you a little look into what's been happening, Catton, since the last time we talked. There's been a bunch of things that have gone on. And a lot of people have expressed concern and interest, and I am so grateful for all of you who have reached out and expressed your care for me and your desire to have the show on the air. You've made it a part of your weekly routine and have missed it. I have missed doing it, but I assure you, I am back and better than ever, and really looking forward to bringing you everything that I can, whether it's on the course, off the course, professionals, manufacturers, travel, stuff I like to eat and drink, great places to go, everything that I like, you're going to hear about it, golf or otherwise. So again, thank you so much. That's a short story. Thank you to all of you, really. I am so grateful for all of you who care, and believe me, the feeling is reciprocated. For this show, I was recently in New York City for the opening of the PXG pop-up store in Soho in Manhattan that was featuring a new collection, the latest collection of PXG apparel that was designed by and for, well, I should say with and for Nick Jonas, the international superstar. He has been performing since he was a child, literally, and starring in various things from the Disney Channel to Broadway, motion pictures, recording artist. The guy does it all. And he has come into contact with the Parsons family, Renee Parsons, who is the head of PXG apparel on that side. And they have done some really cool stuff. And they were featuring it in this pop-up store in New York, and I was very pleased to be invited to come along. So I made the trip, hopped in the car, went up. There was a beautiful day, easy to drive, easy to get in there. The only problem is getting to the Holland Tunnel. Those of you who live on the East Coast know what I'm talking about. They're trying to get into New York City in the morning through the Holland Tunnel. Basically, you just take your time because you ain't going anywhere. But I got there in plenty of time to get a really nice long chat with Renee Parsons and with Nick Jonas. And those are my guests here on the show today. Renee Parsons of PXG Apparel and the great Nick Jonas talking about their golf, how they came to it, how they approached the game, and of course about PXG and PXG apparel. It's very, very interesting stuff. I think you're going to love it. So do stick around and be a part of this. And I'll just say, you know, a great part of this trip, a great attraction for doing it was just going to New York. I love New York. It's just the best. And you can pick a lot of nits about New York, about traffic or crime or crowded or this or that or smog or whatever you want to do. But New York is New York. And there's just no place like it to me because of the energy. It's that sense of possibility when you're in New York. Almost anything can happen. And for me, in my life, most of the time, that's been something rather amazing, something fun, something cool, something unusual. It's always a story to tell. And, you know, no different with this trip going in and coming through New York and passing through and, of course, seeing the buildings as you're coming in. That always gives me just a thrill, just a jump start of electricity. And then I got through Soho. And if you know the area, tight streets, just like right off of Greenwich Village, just up from Greenwich Village. And there's no place to park. And like in Midtown, at least, there are parking lots, right? And they are exorbitant. They will cost you, you know, as much as an apartment does to park there. But at least there's parking available. There are no parking lots in Soho, okay? You go there and basically there's like six parking spaces for about 3 million people. And that's basically the story. So I don't know how anybody gets parking there. And that's what I was kind of concerned about, is how am I going to park in this place? I circled the block a few times, trying to find something, asked somebody in the street, hey, is there a parking lot somewhere near here that you know? And they laughed and they laughed. And eventually, I pulled up to the front of the store, this PXG pop-up store, and it was kind of like on a triangle block. You know how there's little triangle parks there? So it was on one of the legs of the triangle. And there were a bunch of SUVs that were clearly for, you know, the VIPs that were there, media that were there. And I pulled in right behind them and put on the emergency blinkers and just wanted to let guys in there know that I was on my way, scheduled to do an interview, blah, blah, blah. They want to disrespect them, you know, be late, miss the interview, that sort of thing. And as it turns out, where I parked behind those SUVs was kind of the perfect place to park because none of those people were going anywhere until the whole event was over. And nobody was going to get a ticket for being a part of that particular entourage. So I think, set a Guinness World Record for double parking in New York without getting a ticket. I was double parked for 2 hours in New York without getting a ticket. Now, we weren't blocking the street. Cars were able to get by just fine, just fine. I double parked in New York without getting a ticket for 2 hours. And you talk about having a horseshoe, okay? I just can't even explain it. I mean, y'all can hit me up on social media. You know how to hit me up and tell me. Has anybody ever double parked for 2 hours without getting a ticket in New York? If you have, okay, God bless. It's you and me. We'll get together and we'll start some sort of thing. We'll get jackets and T-shirts and pins and the whole thing. It was a pretty special thing to me. So we had the great conversation with Renee and Nick Jonas and all the PXG people. So Lila, who just does such an amazing job putting things together for PXG, had a great conversation, great time with them. Then, before I jetted out of New York, because I didn't stay overnight, before I went south, so I'm going to stop by and just do a couple of things that are New York things. I decided to go to Katz's Deli. Katz's Deli has been around for, you know, 100 years or whatever. I'm telling you, if you are a fan of deli sandwiches, okay, their pastrami on rye is the definitive pastrami on rye. It's just perfect. It's on the corner. It's on East Houston, right there on the corner, New York Institution. You go in, you go to the counter, you ask for that pastrami on rye. And the guys, you know, everybody has so much personality in New York, right? So you go to the guy who's at the counter and he's one of the slicers. So it's like slicer number one, slicer number two, slicer number three. So I'm at like slicer number six. And you're like, what you want, Poppy? Like, I like the pastrami on rye. Okay, you want that? I like the pastrami. You want that pastrami on white bread or you want it on rye, Poppy? I'll take it on rye bread. Okay, chew on mustard with that, Poppy? Yes, sir. Pastrami on rye with mustard. Okay, we'll get that for you. The guy goes and pulls out this beautiful piece of pastrami. I mean, this thing, just you just wanted to, like, take it home with you. Just gently cradle it and take it home. Give it a home. I wanted to adopt that big hunk of pastrami. He pokes it out, puts it up on the counter, takes the knife. It's like a samurai sword. It's so sharp. And just slices off two quick slices, takes out a little plate, puts it in front of me. Here, just try that, Poppy, while you make a sandwich. It just melts in your mouth. It's just the most delicious thing. And you can see everything that's in it. They've got the potato knishes. They've got all the other sandwiches, the roast beef, the corned beef, all these things. It was just beautiful. So I went and got my sandwich. Then I went up the block and went to Russ and Daughters, another place. It's like a fish delicatessen specializing in seafood and confection. So it's like seafood and candy. Okay, what else would you serve in a store? And this place is, again, it's been around for over 100 years. And Alisa was there, who's serving me. And her grandson had just got bar mitzvahed. And she's so pleased. She's so proud. You know, she's about to bust. And she's walking me through which salmon I want to buy. And I said, well, maybe I'd like a pound of the belly lox. Ah, it's very salty. I think I like it. Nah, you should have a taste. Have it dry before you buy, okay? Just have a little taste. She slices me off a piece. Of course, it's very salty. And I say, okay, well, let's do something. So I get a pound of the other salmon. I get some fresh cream cheese that's made there. There's some whitefish roe. It's like caviar, pastrami, smoked salmon. I'm a fan of the pastrami flavor. You couldn't tell. Got a couple of chocolates, just one or two, just for the trip down. Went to another store. Got some homemade churros for the coffee to the trip. I mean, this is like sort of the essence of New York. When you go to New York, there's just things that are the best of from block to block to block. You know, you go 2 feet and there's this grotty looking place and it's like the best lox in the country, the best salmon, the best seafood, the best tacos, the best Japanese. there's so much excellence in New York, and that's why I love it, especially on the food side. Y'all know I'm careful about what I eat, you know. I don't stuff myself, I don't gorge with certain things I won't touch, even though they're delicious. But every once in a while, okay, if you're going to treat yourself, you got to go to some of these special places in New York. I mean, I'll tell you, if you ever decide to go, as a matter of fact, you should hit me up and I will let you know the places that are on my best of list. I know there's plenty of guides and books and websites and all that out there. I do have my personal best of. So if you want to know where I would go, I'll tell you where to go. You know what I mean? Nothing hostile. I'll just tell you where to go in New York. But it was a great trip. Good fun, good eats, good times, and mostly just good hospitality from the folks at PSG, which is a good segue to get to that because, again, on our show today, we got Renee Parsons, PXG Apparel, and we've got Nick Jonas, also PXG Apparel, among some other things that he happens to do for hobbies. So it's going to be a great show. So sit back, get yourself a cold beverage and a crunchy snack, and we'll be right back. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Welcome back to the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host. And I think you all know that I'm a bit of a clothes horse. You know, I am. I admit it. I'm a show pony. I like to let the clothes reflect how I'm feeling, how I'm doing, all those things, dressing for the occasion, dressing for the event, and especially on the golf course. I like to look good on the golf course. I feel like it improves my game, or at least it feels like it does. I don't know. Check the scorecard. But I do know that, you know, that the golf apparel is almost as important to me as important as the equipment. And when we're talking about equipment, the clubs I'm using right now are my new PXG clubs that I just acquired, and they are amazing. And the apparel side of PXG is just as amazing as the equipment side is. And joining me here today to talk about that is someone who knows more about it than anyone. She is the president and executive creative director of PXG Apparel. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Renee Parsons. Renee, thank you for joining us and welcome to the 19th hole.
Thank you, Michael. So happy to be here and talking to you today.
My pleasure, really. And we met and didn't get a chance to talk very much because it was a crowded room that was percolating with people who wanted to talk to you. But we met briefly at the opening of one of your latest retail stores here in the Washington, D.C. area. The PXG brand is just growing by leaps and bounds now with the bricks and mortar store. So congratulations on that. And I guess you do so much traveling. I have to ask, where are you now? Are you in Arizona or are you in someplace else around the world?
Yes, I'm actually in Arizona right now. It's absolutely beautiful, a beautiful fall day. And just finished up our Wild West Invitational Golf Tournament at Scottsdale National Golf Club. So I'm recovering, actually, here in Arizona.
It sounds like quite the festival. I'm already circling that date on my calendar for next year, okay? 2023.
Right? I know.
Right? Okay. WW Invitational. Yeah. Okay, got it. That's in there. In ink, not in pencil. Okay, so I'm going to do that.
Perfect.
Okay. Now, it sounds like I need to block off a day or two afterwards, too, if it's that kind of party.
Absolutely.
Done.
Yeah. You've never played golf like this before.
Sounds about right for PXG. And before we talk about PXG, I'd like to learn a little bit more about you. So as I often ask my guests, I'm just going to say, tell me where you're from and what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, funny. Yes. Well, I grew up in a small town in Michigan. And from a very young age, I actually had a love of fashion. My mom was pretty stylish. And actually, so was my dad. They still are. And but we lived in a small town, so we really didn't have a lot of access to inspiration. But my mom would receive these, you know, catalogs, you know, from different, you know, department stores and that sort of thing. And I was always fascinated with the models, with the fashion, with the style. And I actually started sketching at a young age because I just was very, very interested in it as a child. My life and my career took me in a different direction. Up until, of course, about 4 years ago. but had a lot of business experience elsewhere that led me to where I am now. So it's kind of a full circle thing, which is cool.
Interesting. Now, did you grow up playing golf? Was golf a part of your life?
Not really. I mean, my parents, funny enough, both played, but like so many young people and young girls, didn't necessarily have an interest in it, went more the tennis route, but was exposed to golf. And then in my 20s and 30s, I sort of dabbled in it a little bit through what I was doing in business, just fun tournaments, nothing serious. And then I really took it up after I moved to Arizona and started dating my now husband. And we started playing just 9 holes once a week on the weekends. And that started my sort of journey back to golf and a love affair with golf eventually. And that was around 2008. So it's been now about 14 years.
About 14 years. And how's your game coming? I got to ask, how's your game?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, it's golf, so we have our ups and downs, but like we all do. I think, you know, not to make a shameless plug, but seriously, when PXG was developed back in 2014, 2015, I started playing the clubs. Literally, my handicap dropped about 8 points.
Really?
So,
wow.
Like really, 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 really. Me and one of my best friends, who we play all the time together, she also is playing PXG, and our handicaps dropped precipitously. It was just, you know, the clubs are easier to hit. Your misses were more forgiving. You know, you stay to the fairway. You got the ball in the air. All the things that make the game more fun, right?
Right.
So really, then I became even more passionate about it because I was more competitive and I was having more fun.
That's awesome. And you said you took the reins of PXG Apparel about 4 years ago, right?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. And
exactly. The end of 2018. Yep.
Okay. And what was your vision for it then? Because I mean, the PXG, the club's PXG, that brand had caused such a stir. I mean, it was like an earthquake, it's a seismic shift in golf that was created by this little company that came out of nowhere. What was your vision for PXG Apparel?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, much the same in some ways. I mean, basically, you know, Bob and I are very similar in the way that we look at the world, that we look at business. Basically, we don't really compare ourselves to others. We kind of forge our own path, have our own point of view and vision for what we want. And was also a golfer, of course, and love fashion. So, you know, when I embarked on it in late 2018, I was really looking for something that was different than anything else you saw out there in golf apparel. You know, my inspiration was fashion, runway, street style, things that I was seeing on social media, youth culture, pop culture. And so those things interest me, and certainly fashion and the runways. And so I took inspiration from all of those things, not really looking at competitors in the golf space at all. And then wanted to have things that I would want to wear and my friends would want to wear. Another thing I had back then, certainly, and I still do, is championing women in golf and really, you know, growing our market share with women, which at the time was pretty well non-existent, you know, which is fair and understandable, actually. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to grow our customer base with women specifically, but of course wanted to grow the brand in the soft goods apparel products for both men and women, and really offer our customers something that they don't see out there or didn't see out there at the time. Fill a niche, more stylistic, great fits, high-end fabrics, all the performance things, of course, built in because we are golf after all, first and foremost, but really the elevated look, feel, and fabrication and details, and also just the way that they're constructed. And yeah, that's what I set out to do, and that really hasn't changed. You know, so that's still our mission, and we've evolved over the last 4 years. I've grown a fabulous team I'm super proud of, and, you know, we're just doing it our way, which is a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, that sounds, you and Bob, that sounds about right. Having met him a little bit and we just do it our way. That sounds about right. That's what I experienced talking to him. We're talking to Renee Parsons, the president and executive creative director of PXG Apparel here on the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host and Sherpa. You have a test bed for your apparel in that you own a golf course. You're part owner of a golf course, Scottsdale National. How does that property, having that property, inform your design process?
Yes. Oh, gosh. Great question. Because when we first launched our very, very small capsule collection in early 2019, the membership at Scottsdale National was my test market, my audience. Mm-hmm. And so I brought this, little line of clothing into the pro shop, and it was just perfect timing because back then we did the Wild West Invitational in the spring. And so I was able to launch it there first with my membership to get, some real-time feedback, to gauge their interest, to gauge, feedback and what they think about it. And it was like, it was like the floodgates opening up. They embraced it. They loved it. Everybody bought everything. It was a resounding success. It was really, also super, gratifying to see all of these women, especially the women, but then the men too, when they did their tournament, wearing PXG apparel and really liking it in all shapes and sizes, all ages. And so that was really, really great. So I knew we were onto something back then. And then we continue to launch everything first at Scottsdale National as we launch products. So our membership, they've been our early adopters of the PXG brand overall from the beginning. Of course, PXG was born out of when we were a startup out of a trailer on Scottsdale National property. And so there's a real, affinity for the brand within our membership. And it's almost like we're one big family within the membership and even their guests. People just love certainly the equipment and have really taken to the apparel as well over the last 3.5 years. So it's been great. So they're our first to see everything. They get first crack at it.
Nice. Yet another reason for me to come to Scottsdale, putting that on the calendar. Got it. For your personal involvement, I mean, we have the title executive creative director. How involved are you? Do you see yourself more as an administrator and a manager of the business, or do you really get into the nitty gritty and you have your sketch pad and your picking swatches and the whole mm-hmm. thing? Which end of the scale are you on that?
Yeah, I'm pretty hands-on still. Yeah, I'm pretty hands-on. For the beginning, I was certainly hands-on. I had literally 3 people on my team, and we were all sort of learning as we went. So I was the fit model. I was the sketch person. I did everything. So I'm not the fit model anymore, thank God. That's actually a lot of work. And I probably should be a few inches taller for that, frankly. So I gave that up. Thank you. But I'm pretty involved still. I approve all the fabrics. I approve all the designs. I collaborate with our vice president of product and design. Mm-hmm. So we hired him, now this was 2020, so 2 years ago. He's amazing. And his name is Jose Velasca. And so he came on board, and we collaborate great together. Super creative. He comes from fashion. But yet understands, what it takes to, produce a collection, to offer variety, to meet the needs of our golfers. So I'm pretty hands-on. I mean, I'm an administrator too and a manager. Because I've hired a team now, I do that, of course.
Right.
And as much as I can, I like to empower my team to do things and make decisions without me, certainly, and then come to me, though, for final mm-hmm. approval or, just the collaboration. I like the collaborating process. I like the creative process. That's what interests me the most. Of course, the business side is interesting to me, too, and I want it to be successful. So I'm very hands-on with marketing and with product design, I would say. Those are my 2 things that I'm really focused on.
Gotcha. And, radio here, the theater of the mind, we're trying to create images for people. And I think people have a certain people have an impression about certain brands when you say them. They're those brands that are very, you know, into athletic stuff, and it's stretchy and bright colors and that sort of thing. And it's absolutely the stuff that I do not wear, because it, you know, if I wear it at my size, planes are going to be landing, you know, based on where I am. I look like a beacon or something, you know, so I just don't do it. And then you have sort of, you know, and then you have the older, more formal producers who are still using like the Pima cotton and those traditional brush fabrics, and those are nice, but you know, eventually you get sick of paying $20 to launder your golf shirts, right? So that they don't shrink or pill up or that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So everybody has sort of their thing, their style. So if you're going to describe your line, what are some of the distinguishing features of the PSG apparel line?
Yes, I mean, I would say the distinguishing features is that we are, you know, we're a little more sophisticated. We're modern. We, you know, we have technical fabrics, but each season we sort of infuse a bit of other inspiration. So our seasonal collections, like fall, winter right now, we were inspired by Americana sort of culture and the Wild West. Again, you hear that a lot. So a lot of our seasonal collections will actually take something that we're inspired by that's going on, whether it be in fashion or pop culture or culture, and then that'll be our inspiration and a little twist on it seasonally. And so like this season, we're at the American West, American Heritage, Sonoran Desert, where we were born, where we live, basically taking some what would be classically traditional styles, but reinterpret them and modernize with an eclectic Western flair. So it's a little bit of a twist. It's not overly Western. So when you pick out a polo, you're not going to be like, oh, this looks like a Western. I mean, it's very subtle details so that it's still very wearable. It's not overly trendy, but it has a nod to whatever we were inspired by that season. So that's what's kind of cool about what we do, is that we do have two seasonal collections that that always change it up. We'll add also pops of color. Not a bunch of color, like you say. We're you know, our DNA is black, white, and gray, which of course lends itself to be more flattering.
Yeah.
To be, you know, a little, you know, more, you know, body conscious and, and look good on everybody. Yeah. And then we'll pop in color in our seasonal offering. So this season is a pop of this beautiful red, which is just the best red. I mean, I have to say, and my membership told me that this weekend, because they were trying it on and looking at it, and everybody looks great in it. So that's been really fun to also infuse color in each season. But yeah, I mean, our pieces are a little more sophisticated. They're a little bit more modern, could be some pieces a little bit edgier, but yet always with a focus on the golfer, with performance and with a fit, because at the end of the day, you know, probably fit's the most important thing.
And I know that there are, indeed. I mean, it's all about the fit and the style. And again, that's for me. That's when I saw some of the line, and it's that type of thing that I would wear, because it's different. As you say, it's modern, it's sophisticated, but it's not overstated. And I think some of these lines that try to be modern just try too hard, you know, and I think yours sort of fits. It's new and it's different without being just sort of trying too hard. Now, you have definitely product ambassadors who are playing PXG clubs. Do you have product ambassadors out there who are wearing PXG apparel?
Absolutely, yes. We have quite a few people out there. Of course, we've got Darius Rucker, who's one of our long-term brand ambassadors. He both plays the clubs and wears the apparel. We have a good friend of mine and former PGA or LPGA golfer and model, Anna Rothen. She, of course, you know, is one of our ambassadors.
Yep.
We have a team of sort of ambassadors or influencers that play and wear the product out there. And of course, we are just launching a partnership or collaboration with Nick Jonas. And that's super exciting for us. So he's probably, is the most high profile quote unquote ambassador that the brand has worked with to date, I would say. And we're really excited about that launch coming up here this month, and the collaboration and relationship in general. It's been a really fun journey, and we're excited to introduce PXG maybe to a whole new set of customers.
And you have a fall winter release. Is this typically the time that you do a release in the fall winter?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Exactly. So fall winter typically starts, we're basically doing three drops. So this year we started right around September 1st for the first drop. About a month later was the second drop. And then today is the third drop. And so we decided that that actually works better for our customers. It makes more sense to them. It actually keeps it the messaging a little bit tighter, and it can resonate a bit more with our audience. Hmm. And so, like, the first drop was 35 styles. We called it essentials. There were a lot of polos. There were some vests and pullovers. The second drop was the edit, which we had standout pattern, which was our handkerchief print, which harkening back to a bandana inspired Americana. That handkerchief print has been wildly successful and popular with both men and women this season. So really excited, because when we first worked on it and designed it, I was like, oh, it's a little risky. Like, oh, are they going to, people going to like it? Cause it is a pattern. You know what I mean? It's a pattern. And what we did was we custom designed a print using golf symbols and our PXG logo in a patchwork to create the handkerchief look. So it was very unique and very creative. But, you know, sometimes when you do stuff like that, it's a bit of a risk. So it's like risk reward. And I'm happy to say that it's paid off, because it's been one of our most popular styles. So really happy to see that. It's amazing. It's super fun. So we did dresses, polos, polos for men, of course, long sleeve, short sleeve, sleeveless for women. So a lot of options there in that pattern, which was super fun. And then today, the drop is called Coming In Hot, which is perfect for the holiday season. It's the red that I mentioned, and we've got red pin flags waving on the course. Vibrant red hoo is included. We've got a men's zip fleece hoodie and a women's short sleeve puffer jacket. That's coming later this month, but really some cool styles that are different. Not only the style is different for PXG, but the color is brand new for us. And I think, based on the feedback this weekend, I think it's going to be pretty successful for our customers.
I think if you listen carefully, you can hear the sound of people Googling furiously PXG apparel, trying to find out where to get it. Just the clackety clack of keys going back there. So let's save them the trouble. Where can you find PXG apparel? Is it in pro shops, yes, online? Where can we find it?
Yes, currently we are online at pxgapparel.com or pxg.com. You could, either one will work. We're also, like you said earlier, we've been growing really quickly over the last year and a half, our brick and mortar retail spaces. We're not everywhere yet, but we're in most of the major markets now. The last major market we're yet to go into is California, which should be happening the end of 2023. We're very excited about that.
Nice.
But we have locations, you know, all over. D.C., like you said, Chicago, New York, New Jersey, Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, of course, Scottsdale, Seattle. So we've got the country covered pretty well. We've got a few more, you know, to do, but we're predominantly direct to consumer in our own wholly owned stores and websites. And we decided, like, you know, like I said earlier, we kind of do it our own way. We decided to approach the what we did and how we sell in our distribution different than a traditional golf company out there. So we feel strongly about, you know, our ability to talk to the consumer, to provide an experiential experience, really, whether it be online with our player support, you know, team members that answer the phone when you call, or in our stores, or even we still do use mobile fitters out there to fit in places where we don't have stores. So we really feel strongly that it's important to talk to the customer directly and get their feedback. And then, especially on the apparel side, we can get their feedback in real time, and that helps inform what we design next. So we definitely listen and take that and try to get better and better each season, each year.
Outstanding. Look, it's been a fascinating conversation, but I just need to, before I let you go, ask you a little bit about your philanthropic effort, because in talking to you and Bob, and you know, anybody who knows anything about you knows that you guys support a number of causes, from veterans to just a number of causes. So just talk a little bit about what you're supporting now, so the efforts that you're making, and how that sort of connects to the business, how that helps build sort of the fabric of what PXG is all about.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, and we always tell, we started our foundation in 2012, so we're celebrating our 10th year this year, which is super exciting. And we, you know, our causes have always been ones that, you know, oftentimes the organization has a hard time raising money. They may not be so glamorous. They, you know, fundraising may be a challenge. One of our main things is that we want to make a difference. So any organization that we partner with or we support, we want to be a game changer for them. And that's probably our biggest, you know, tenet and calling card. Our tagline at the Bob and Renee Parsons Foundation is "We Deal in Hope." That's actually our Instagram handle too, by the way. We Deal in Hope. Nice. And, you know, we want to provide hope to the organizations, but more importantly, the recipients of those organizations' work, so that they too can enjoy and take part in the American dream. And so it's really important to us that marginalized communities and groups that otherwise are disadvantaged have a little bit extra hand up to be successful and whatever that looks like to them, whether that be to be a nurse or a teacher or to also work in the nonprofit space or to become the next president of the United States. You know, whatever the case, that we want to be a part of that journey. And those are the causes we support in general. I would say, you know, if we drill down into it, a lot of our causes are benefiting children, certainly along those lines, education, women and girls, veterans, of course, since my husband is a veteran. You know, in areas that, like we say, sometimes some of these populations have been a little bit left behind. And we want to shine a light on those organizations and those people, and so that they can too, you know, reach every success that they wish to reach. And that's really kind of the tenet or philosophy that both Bob and I went into this with and still have.
Well, I think it's just spectacular that you can have such business success and then at the same time still want to share that success and help others along the way, you know, that that you're really involved and have that type of empathy to want to affect your community in a variety of ways and not just through golf, which is a considerable contribution, but with a philanthropic piece as well. I think it's good. It's an inspiration, really, for me. And
thank you.
Again, for the foundation, for people who want to know more information about the foundation, is there a different website that people can visit?
Absolutely. It's our initial, so tbrpf.org. So the Bob and Renee Parsons Foundation.org. I know it's kind of long, but we do have the acronym. And you can also find us on Instagram. So whatever's easier for people. I find that more people are going to Instagram now than they are Safari. I don't know.
It's a real thing. It must be spectacularly easy for you to get a domain name, I would imagine, right?
it kind of is, yeah. Kind of got an inside track there.
Yeah, right. I would imagine. Renee, it's just been a joy talking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time. First time in, but we hope to have you as a friend of the show. Whenever you have something new to talk about, you have a soapbox to stand on and a megaphone to shout into right here. So don't hesitate to join us, okay?
Amazing. I love that. Thank you, Michael. It was great talking to you, too. I look forward to seeing you in Scottsdale.
Absolutely. I'm going to be booking that right now. I'm going on the online, start booking tickets for next year right now. That's done right after this call.
Absolutely.
Thanks again, Renee.
Love it. Thanks, Michael.
That's Renee Parsons of PXG Golf, PXG Apparel. You know, again, those two, you know, you see that couple, they are so perfectly matched in terms of, like, you know how a sine wave goes, like if the two waves that actually run the curve. Again, I'm trying to educate you people, so stay with me, okay? A sine wave, and you have the two waves that are sort of perfectly matching as they go up and down, and that's those two. They are in sync. Is what they are. And this sort of that mentality of doing something new, something different, something special, something excellent. They do all of those things. That's what runs through the PXG equipment line. That's what runs through the PXG apparel line. And quite frankly, it's what runs through their entire way of living when it comes to the foundation. Did people just get it, you know? And I love to talk to people who not only know where they're going, but haven't forgotten where they've been. Because those two connections make for a complete person. That's a real adult. So I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. We are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more golf and stuff. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Welcome back to the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host. As you just heard, I was in New York for the opening of the PXG apparel pop-up store in Soho. It was a great event. It was just good fun. The energy of the city, the energy of the place, the room, Renee and PXG really know how to put on a party, how to take care of an event. They are something special. They love doing that. They're good at it. And at the event, I had an opportunity to speak with Nick Jonas. And, you know, I know who he is and what he does. I mean, the guy's a big star, Disney Channel, Broadway, movies, television, recording artist, the whole thing, the whole schmear. And, of course, he's also an avid golfer, which I did not know. So he was part of the design for this Nick Jonas line that was being presented at the pop-up store. It was really good fun to talk to the guy. He is obviously talented and has this passion for golf that we both shared. So we had a lot to talk about. Didn't get a chance to talk for that long because, believe me, the line of people to talk to him was long and wide. But I was really pleased to get some time with him. So without further ado, here's my chat with the great Nick Jonas. So you were born in Texas.
Born in Texas, grew up in Jersey.
Grew up in Jersey. Live in LA. So is there any one of those states that you feel more comfortable in than
LA's been home for the longest now, I'd say, which is kind of bizarre, but Jersey will always have a place in my heart. But honestly, New York. So I also lived in New York for quite a while, and when I was living in Jersey as a kid, I was doing Broadway shows here in the city, right. So I was here pretty much every day in my childhood. So I feel really drawn to it, and that was one of the things we talked about, was finding a way to do a cool launch event here in the city, because this collab extends beyond just golf into lifestyle and all that. We wanted to do something that, you know, felt like a cool pop-up here in the greatest city in the world.
Yeah, it definitely has a New York feel, both the building and the collection. We'll go through that in a minute. Talk to me about how you came to golf. Like, were you playing as a kid? Did you take it up as an adult?
We had a family friend who worked at a golf course near where I grew up in Jersey. And, he would let me come on when I was a kid and just kind of watch him do his thing, keeping the course in good condition, taught me the rules, let me hit a few balls here and there.
Right.
But then I really came to love the game when I was about 15, 16, and my brothers and I were touring. And, we'd have entire days trying to figure out what to do because, you know, we'd have a show that night. And so it was a great way for us to connect, to get outside, get some fresh air, see the cities we were in. And eventually, you know, fell in love with this game.
Nice.
And over the years, it's been not only a fun activity, which obviously it is, and a frustrating one at times. it's been really good for my emotional, mental health, and something that I encourage a lot of people to do, to pick up the game, whether in a serious way or not, or just going to hit balls. It can be really meditative and good for the soul.
Yeah, kind of escape, you know, for, well, it was, you know, I love my afternoon, my walking nine, my exercise nine.
Absolutely.
By myself at sundown. It's a perfect
thing. Nothing better.
Yeah, nothing better. So talk about how you got connected with PXG and how you came to collaborate with them on this collection.
Yeah, so I joined Scottsdale National out in Scottsdale, Arizona, you know, well, I'm sure.
Yep.
Got to know Bob and Renee and all the folks there at PXG and really fell in love with the culture that they created, their commitment to excellence, and, you know, just generally kind of felt like they were best in class in everything they did. And, eventually, you know, they approached me about doing something kind of in the fashion golf space, and it had always been a dream of mine to combine my two loves of this game, but also fashion. I don't claim to be an expert in on the design front, but I know what I like.
You know what you like.
I've got really specific tastes and kind of ideas, and spoke to the design team about some of that, and the collab kind of came to life right away. I think we were all aligned in that we wanted to do something that had really classic silhouettes, a classic feel to it, but with that modern edge that PXG brings to everything they do.
Yeah.
And so whether it's the trousers, for instance, with a pleat in the front, but then a really cool modern waistline, make sure it's still recording.
Still recording.
Or the jogger finish of the pants. You know, there was just ways to bring that kind of vision and dream to life of the old and the new, and you know, all that PXG does so well.
Mm-hmm. Do you play the clubs as well?
Of course.
Yeah.
I play the P's, which give me a little bit of forgiveness, which is nice.
And, we all need some forgiveness.
Yeah, exactly. And the Gen 5s, which are just the best, I think.
Yeah, I just started with the Gen 5. It's
incredible.
Yeah, it's a good product. So going further into this, is this the first collaboration you've done, and do you plan to do more?
So I did a clothing collaboration and a fragrance collab with John Varvatos
a few
years back. And then that extended into a tequila brand that he and I started, which was continues to be a lot of fun. And then,
I'll,
you know,
come to that opening too.
Yeah, for sure. My wife and I invested in a ski and activewear brand called Perfect Moments. So that's another one that you know, we're going to bring our sort of eye and touch and feel to that. But very cool to play in, you know, different spaces, whether it's golf or you know, skiing and snowboarding, which is a huge passion of mine as well.
So I imagine you'll continue to work with PXG on other lines, and in the future you can expand and refine this line.
I hope so. I mean, I think it'd be a lot of fun to double down and do more with them.
Nice.
And, you know, they've been incredible to work with so far. And yeah, I think more to come for sure.
So quick hitter questions. Your favorite professional golfer?
Well, Tiger. I mean, I grew up watching Tiger play and have gotten to see him play a bunch over time as well in person now. And I was actually there at the Masters in 2019 when he won.
Wow, nice. I was there earlier in the week. I wasn't there on Sunday.
I was there on Sunday, and it was incredible.
It was incredible. Your favorite course?
Scottsdale National, of course. The other course at Scottsdale National. But then I actually played Augusta on the Monday after the tournament this last year, which was pretty incredible.
Nice.
I did a commercial with AT&T with Jordan Spieth, and so they let me come on as a part of that to play, which is,
I know the commercial. I saw that one.
It was really fun.
That was funny too. And bucket list course, one that you like but you haven't yet?
Cyprus.
I was there last year on my birthday.
Amazing. Yeah, I've never done it.
Literally one
10
year
people
ago
have been telling me to go. So your birthday was recently then?
November 11th. Yeah,
happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll tell you, the first 14, I would say that's Alistair McKenzie.
Yeah,
those next three, that's all God. It was like 15, 16, 17.
Yeah.
It's just like
it
church.
Looks it. I've played it on 2K Golf a few times, the Xbox game, but yeah, never in person.
It's unbelievable. And last question is, who's the best player in the family?
I've got the lowest handicap, but that's not saying much because they can still win. The other guys can, they can play. And Kevin can have days where he goes lights out. But I technically have the lowest handicap.
Beautiful. Okay. Yeah. Well, noted as such. They're hollering at me to let you go.
Thanks so much for your time.
It was really a pleasure. Awesome.
You know, the thing that really, well, a couple of things really struck me about Nick while talking to him. Number one, he's just such a nice and considerate person with his time. He's intelligent. The guy's a very thoughtful person, and he has a great vocabulary, which I appreciated. He was doing an interview later And in the process of answering some question, he used the word duality, just like in casual conversation. I respect anyone who can throw out duality in the context of casual conversation, okay? My kind of guy. But also, I think that his he's just a well-balanced person. I mean, sometimes you meet celebrities and people who, and probably they come by it, honestly, or just a little bit quirky. And he really doesn't have any of that. Very down-to-earth, very grounded, just kind of a cool guy. And we said we'd go out and play some golf together. Hopefully that happens. If it does, I will report back here. But yeah, I'm a big fan of his now. Hadn't been a big consumer of his music, quite frankly, before this. But I will check out his stuff from now on. And definitely, I would love to go out and play golf with that guy. It was worthwhile. I really liked talking to him. Hope you enjoyed the chat as well. Going to take a break. Be back with more golf and stuff. Michael Williams, 19th hole. That's it, and that's all for this episode of the 19th Hole. I want to thank my guests, Renee Parsons, the great Renee Parsons of PXG Apparel. She is one class act, ladies and gentlemen. And check out that apparel. Go to pxg.com. You'll find links to the apparel and see for yourself. It's really cool stuff. It's very different. And I think, you know, something that most people will find something that they would want to include in their wardrobe from that collection. Also, thanks to Nick Jonas, good guy, great talent, and really can't wait to get out and play with him. If anybody from Cypress Point is listening, okay, we have half of a foursome between me and Nick. He wants to play. I'd love to see it again. So just throwing it out there, okay? Just throwing it out there. You can find me on social media. Y'all know that. At Michael Williams TV on Instagram and Michael on TV on Twitter for as long as that particular platform exists. It seems to have a wick coming out of it that is burning and it may explode. But for the time being, that's where you can find me, okay? So please do hit me up anytime. Operators are standing by. It is a pleasure, as always, to be here, to be back here. Love y'all so, so much. Thank you so much again for all the well wishes. And I'm back and you'll see me regularly, okay? I'll tell you more about what's been going on and what's to come on the next show. So do not miss that one. It's going to be a good one. And in the meantime, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you here soon next time. In the meantime, even if it's cold outside, find some orange balls, you know, if you're hitting in the snow. Find some orange balls, go hit them, and when you do, hit them straight. Michael Williams, 19th hole.